It's 5th of July and I have one more story to tell. It's not really a funny story, but I need to talk about it. There is no one more helpless and senseless than the Ukrainians living in Russia. Several million Russians have close relatives in Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands were born in Ukraine themselves. And tens of thousands have Ukrainian citizenship, but they are neither seen nor heard. They hid, they are afraid and adapt. For example, I have several dozen Ukrainian acquaintances in Russia, including quite close relatives. In the early days of the invasion, they wrote me private messages on social network, but no one or almost no one spoke out against the war in public manner. Worse of it, some of those Ukrainians who live in Russia and have previously emphasized their Ukrainian origin after the start of the big war instantly changed their colors. One rather intelligent woman with whom I once worked in the same editorial office and about whom I know for sure that her parents live in a Ukrainian town not far away from the front line, this woman suddenly began to publish crazy texts on Facebook about Ukrainian Nazis who are threatening Russia and dreaming of conquering it. Another former colleague of mine who was born in Ukraine and whose ancestors are all buried in Ukrainian soil posts sickening propaganda videos on social networks in which Ukrainians are called a Floyd nation, our language called stupid and ridiculous, and our values worthless. And I don't think anyone is forcing these people to act that way. Most likely, this is a sincere attempt to integrate into the finally formed Russian fascism. An attempt to demonstrate to the authorities and people around them that they are exactly the same, that they are against Ukraine and Ukrainians, even if they themselves recently, and not without a pride, called themselves Ukrainians. Russian Ukrainians are jumping out of their pants, proving their loyalty to a country that is killing their brothers and sisters, bombing the schools in which they studied and destroying the cities in which they spent their childhood and youth. And why are we trying so hard proving their loyalty to butchers and cannibals? Don't they understand that sooner or later the Russian will come to them too? That they will be declared a fifth column, internal enemies who should be roughly punished? Are we really counting on the fact that throwing mud at their own homeland will keep them in their former positions with their former salaries and their former standard of living? It seems so. Seems that they absolutely do not understand that it will never be the same as before. Okay, even if it were as before, if the West had not imposed sanctions that would destroy the Russian economy, turning half of its population into unemployed and the second into low-paid servants of the authorities. Even if were not the case, is it really possible to sell one's conscience and encourage war crimes in exchange for a good salary and a prestigious job? According to official figures, 2 million Ukrainians live in Russia. At least 2 million. This is a huge army. This is a real force that could take to the streets and demand an end to the war. A force that is theoretically capable of organizing mass strikes and action of disobedience to the fascist state. But this army is either silent or approves the occupation, looting, rape and murder. And this army of silent covert covers itself with no less shame than the Russian army, which commits all these crimes.